The bantering continues. I said, he said earlier that I look like Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances,
yeah.
So I went on and said, I can't believe that Moped is taking the mickey out of me and calling me names. He heard that and then said that I should be starved. It's like the most... Now, I'll be honest, and I'll say it, I don't care. I'm a big fan of Wilkins. I think he's a genius broadcaster. I respect him immensely. But obviously, now he's my competition, right? I have to try and annihilate him in the ratings, which is going to be very, very hard. But as a big fan of his, and he is a mature, sensible, experienced broadcaster, and you know... intelligent man. I'm quite surprised but very pleased that he's lowering himself to name calling. But I love it. I think it's great.
I thought it was supposed to be one BBC and all one big team.
But it's, you know, it's good though. Do you know what I mean? I like it. But then, right?
He's got his mates on his side.
Ken Bruce has joined in. At the handover at 9:30, you got Ken Bruce slating me as well. What did they do for links to talk about on Radio 2 before I started the shift?
There was a Wogan here, but nothing to say until January the 5th, when Miles starts the morning.
What?
He should recruit some mates, right? Tattoo Dave or someone, and then challenge him to a big scrap.
No, see, I don't want to do that. Do you know, I'd rather have a tea drinking contest.
Would you?
Yeah, we'll have a tea off or something.
Old Miles, eh? Challenging old Wogan yesterday on Radio 1. He said we'll have a game of hide-and-seek, and the winner will be the true cornflake king.
Teabags at dawn.
Do you think so? Mm. All right, well, you said that, not me. Anyway, so good morning, Terry, and everybody who works in this show. Do us a favour. Do you know what? For the interests of fair and decency and all that, give Ken Bruce a slap at 9:30 tomorrow instead.
Hi. Oh, it's that lovely Victoria Beckham. I've had her, you know.
I don't know.
Obviously, we don't say that for legal reasons.
Dave, I don't think anyone's going to believe that Terry Wogan has slept with Victoria Beckham.
You never know what
Seriously.
The papers pick up on.
What are you doing?
Victoria would, maybe, but not Beckham.
Come on.
Right, sing it, love. You see, I made the decision to give you a call.